This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. The University of Colorado Boulder will no longer require masks inside most buildings starting tomorrow. CPR's Paolo Shalceda reports.
It's a big step towards normalcy for the state's largest university. The mask mandate will end for students, faculty, and staff regardless of vaccination status. Masks will still be required on public transit and inside places like healthcare centers. CU, like most universities in the state, will require everyone working or studying to get a COVID-19 vaccine before returning to campus in the fall, with some ways to opt out. I'm Paolo Shalceda, CPR News.
Colorado College in Colorado Springs has also gotten rid of its mask mandates, and Colorado Mesa University on the Western Slope has made masks optional this summer. Denver International Airport got one step closer to getting a new leader today. Current airport CEO Kim Day is stepping down soon. A city council committee unanimously recommended the confirmation of Phil Washington, a public transit veteran. The full council will vote on Washington's confirmation in July. The state's book awards have been announced. Here's CPR's arts and culture reporter Monica Castillo.
Over a dozen authors, editors, photographers, and illustrators won Colorado Book Awards. The categories range from anthologies like winner Kevin J. Anderson's book, Monsters, Movies, and Mayhem, to poetry like that of Catherine Wallace Hope's, Once Again. Other winners include Other People's Pets in general fiction, No Option But North in creative fiction, and Glitter Up the Dark in general nonfiction. For a full list of winners, check out coloradohumanities.org. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
U.S. passports will soon allow non-binary applicants to avoid declaring a single gender. It's a victory for a Colorado intersex rights activist who won a court challenge over the passport requirement to declare as either male or female. Dana Zim does not identify as either and was born with ambiguous sex characteristics. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says the department will immediately stop requiring medical proof of gender in some cases and is working toward providing the option of using a non-binary gender mark on passports. This is CPR News at 5:35.